This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
All right, let's dive into your wheelhouse here. So what data education are you doing right now at Thrive to help out credit unions in this kind of new era that we're in?
Well, okay, it's such an interesting story. So, you know, we think about what has happened in the last 2 years and all the data that has produced, because mm-hmm. we've all been putting ourselves into pretty much the non-person experience. And mm-hmm. with that, we can collect data, right? Mm-hmm. So when mm-hmm. we think about that, we think, oh my goodness, I'm now even more stressed. I know I have even more robust stuff I should be doing something with. Mm-hmm. Well, we can't leverage this data to improve our members' lives if we don't know what we're supposed to do with it.
Right.
So that's where education came in. I realized, oh my gosh, even though Thrive has worked with over 600 credit unions to help them build data strategies, we need to educate the industry on what so data success looks like.
Right, right.
So very cool. We have launched a 7-class series.
What?
I know.
So I like those.
This is really, I'm super excited about it because it was built to be, how do I do this, keep my job and not keep my job, but do my job and mm-hmm. not be overwhelmed?
Yeah.
How do I understand data success mm-hmm. that's doable mm-hmm. and most importantly actionable?
Okay.
So it's basically a 7-class series. You give 7 hours of lecture. All right, do it in 30 days, so it's not going to be this bit. Each one has a little assignment to do with it, but here's the best part. At the end, you walk away with a data strategy for your credit union.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So guess what? You've just launched your data strategy.
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
just
to make it really, though, really valuable,
mm-hmm.
it is now distributed by the leagues, and it is certified, so you get 7 professional education credits.
Oh my gosh, well done.
So, thank you. So, that was my pandemic story. What did I do in the pandemic? I built out a data education vertical so that credit unions can improve.
You were busy.
We were busy. But the fun part about this is when you think about it now we're helping to handle that war on talent. How do we get anybody in our organization to understand what we need to do for data? I mean, mm-hmm. yes, it is definitely a leadership role, but I've got credit unions from all shapes and sizes. In fact, check this out. We just finished our first class, the first course of this year, mm-hmm. and we are now at a total of 200 students.
Wow, good for you.
So, little note, there's going to be an alumni thing. We're working on how to keep the alumni growing, so just heads up, everybody. But yeah, so think about that. So think about all of those points that now, all those 200 alumni now are saying, how do I leverage my data mm-hmm. in the way that I can?
Mm-hmm.
And most importantly, they're saying, how do I understand the member mm-hmm. and the member's friction mm-hmm. in the way that I can?
Right, right.
So it's really exciting to see that happen. And ready, you're gonna hear this first. This is pretty nuts.
Oh, scoop.
I know, this is nuts, but this is me. Okay, so if we can educate our credit unions on what to do with data, right? Then we're going to start seeing some acceleration in what they can do,
right?
In data transformation. Mm-hmm. And if they accelerate, then they're going to elevate.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we've decided to see if Thrive can, go after educating 25% of the entire industry.
Wow.
In 5 years.
That's a bold goal.
That is crazy. That's a crazy goal. But that's how crazy goals start, right?
That's right.
They have to be crazy.
You got
to
aim for the stars.
Exactly. That's how moonshots happen.
Mm-hmm.
So. But here's the part that motivates me. If we get 25% of credit unions understanding what they can do with their data mm-hmm. to become successful, mm-hmm. 10% of them will accelerate. Of those 10, 5 will elevate and mm-hmm. do things that we can't even imagine right now. In 5 years, I'm in. Who else is in?
What's that saying? High tide rises all boats, something like that?
Yes, exactly.
So I'm thinking of that because if those certain credit unions do that, then it's going to be kind of infectious in a very good way toward the rest of the industry. It's going to spread
Absolutely.
In a good way.
But that's how our industry works,
mm-hmm.
is that we see what others are doing and we go, I can do that. Right. I have confidence in doing that. And more importantly, like, wow, look at that impact that made mm-hmm. to the member's life.
Mm-hmm.
Give me some more of that.
And the other thing that you're doing, Anne, is that you're building a community of people who will be able to do what credit unions do best is collaborate.
Exactly.
And then that will spread even further. So kind of amplify that.
Well, and that's the whole point, is that when you think about it, there isn't a place right now that says, hey, can somebody who understands this, who spent the time nerding out on it, can they please make it so that I can get it? And B, can you make it actionable?
Yeah.
C, then let's all have a wonderful learning education cohort.
Right, right.
To do exactly that.
Yeah, good stuff.
Right.
Well done.
Thank you.
Very happy for you.
Thank you.
So having said that, what impact has data had on the industry as a necessary game changer? Because this is the stuff that's not a nice to have anymore.
No.
It's a have to have right now. So hence the word necessity in this one.
Yeah, so let's think about it in kind of a member-centric way, right? Okay, so I'm the member. And right now, I'm going to have some sort of need, right? I'm either going to have a shelter need, I'm going to have a transportation need, I'm going to have a travel and play need, probably a lot of travel and play need, and I'm also going to have a rainy day retirement need. All right. I'm going to the credit union to get any of those done.
Mm-hmm.
To make that less frictionful, I got to understand that journey so that my member gets that done.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
the member is actually choosing you, said credit union, to solve those four problems.
Right.
Hopefully not at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what they're here for. That's what they want, and that's what they want the credit union to give. So they want you to understand where they are on that journey. They want you to make it as frictionless as possible.
Oh, yeah.
I never said friction-free, but frictionless, right? And to do that, we have to have a whole lot of data. And so if we can't be motivated, if we're overwhelmed by so much data, hey, working on that, we've got to do some education.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's anything we want to be thinking about, the easiest way for us to improve our members' lives, especially in today's world, is we've got to remove and lessen that friction that they have doing business with
us. Yeah, we're all aiming for that for sure. What do you hope to gain from the GAC this year? You're here, and I mean, we've been here for years and years and years, and you've been here in many different entities, so to speak.
Right,
I mean, So as a data expert here, what are you looking for at the GAC? What do you want to gain from this year's event?
So I guess a couple things that I've been thinking about, and I really, it's more around getting the finger on the pulse of what are those big issues? I mean, we know economically, we've got a bunch of economic things going on, specifically inflation. How's that going to hit rates? Like, what are credit unions concerned about, mm-hmm. not only in the short term,
mm-hmm.
right, and in the economics and also in the legislation and in the regulation, but what are they thinking about in long term? And this is the crazy part. The pandemic has made us think not so much about long term as in 10 years, but like 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're going to pivot seven times before
that. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Right? So I want to understand, and that's the best part, is this is a great place to have those conversations mm-hmm. and also to hear them because of all the wonderful sessions that are put together.
Yeah.
What are those concerns?
Mm-hmm.
Because as I think about, like I said, those ones, whether it's economic, whether it's regulatory, whether or not it's legislative, but what are those concerns? Because behind each one of those, I know there's a whole lot of data that can help.
Yeah.
And I want to help.
For sure, for sure. Yeah, I was looking at all the sessions at this.
Right.
There's a lot of technology going on here.
Oh, yes.
And there's a lot of data, obviously, as well, data analytics going on. So, yeah.
Right.
You are like, again, you're like right in your wheelhouse.
I know, this is kind of fun. I'm kind of excited. Like I said, it does feel like we're, okay, imagine if your homecoming were a cool event. I don't know where everybody's homecoming is, but if your homecoming was a cool event and all the cool people were there, that's how this feels.
Yeah,
because you're like,
nice.
I'm so excited to see everybody.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. Pretty neat. All right. Well, anything else to add, Anne? Any final words of wisdom here?
Well, I guess my thought would be, hey, as you're thinking about, you know, your data, definitely be thinking about that there are enterprise knowledge gaps. Your credit union doesn't know it all.
Yeah.
And you're not going to be successful until you understand that holistic, that
mm-hmm.
data is an enterprise game.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing for not just the member, but we're playing for everybody.
Yeah.
And when we think about that, we definitely need to be thinking about, okay, well, how do we fill those in the best and easy way?
Mm-hmm. Perfecto. All righty. Last question for you. I lied. Where can folks find you?
Oh, you can find me at Anne Legg, and mm-hmm. that is an E, please, because I am English. A-N-N-E-L-E-G-G, Thrive. That's a pretty easy word, .com.
Okay, AnneLeggThrive.com with an E.
With an E
in there, for sure, at the end of Anne.
Find me.
Exactly. All right, Anne. Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for kicking off our GAC coverage here in the studio lounge in the proper way. So we appreciate it. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.